This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To talk about all things Yankees, we bring in friend of the program, Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic. Hey, BK, how are you?
Lori, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll start with today was just one of those games around the halfway point in the season. It's against the A's. BFD, but somehow it felt more important to me given the way the Yankees have been struggling in the last 15 games that the bats broke out and they get this win.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bats broke out. Judge and Jazz Chisholm broke out, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Jazz with the homer and the triple.
Bellinger, who's
been good this year. And then Judge with two homers, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, if the Yankees are going to wait on that every night, it's going to be a little rough for them. But, you know, on days they get it, it's huge, right? And they did it on a night where Marcus Stroman was starting. They were able to steal a win with Stroman on the mound after his rough start to the year and after he didn't, you know, overwhelm in his rehab outings. He looked really good today, right? He located all the pitches.
Mm-hmm.
He kept the A's off balance, and that's all you can ask for. So yeah, it's a big win from the standpoint of the Yankees were struggling for a while, and you got to squeeze out every win you can while you're struggling. They won it in Stroman's return, and they have a four game set. I think maybe three. I forget with Toronto coming up.
Four.
This week. Yeah, four game set.
And minus Stroman, they have four pitchers you feel pretty good about then on the mound against Toronto. Yeah, what I thought was sort of key about this one with Stroman starting is that lose this game and now you're losing a series to the A's at home when you're part of a stretch where you've only, you know, you've been losing series and now you're about to play Toronto and Tampa Bay is charging hard. I just feel like the vibes and the conversation on WFAN would have been much worse and a lot of negativity with, you know, what is just one game, but with the loss today. So it felt like one of those that put 12 runs on the board and a decent start, feel better about yourself. You know, one thing you mentioned Aaron Judge with the two home runs and after the game, Aaron Boone mentioned that Judge was dealing with kind of a little bit of a back issue, a balky back. I understand that Judge got asked about it, but how worried should Yankee fans be about that?
They should hope that Aaron Judge wakes up on the wrong side of the bed with a cranky back every day for the rest of his career if he's going to go out and hit two home runs and lead the Yankees to a lopsided victory.
So you're not worried about it?
No. And also, like, Lori, how often do you wake up in the morning and you're like, ah, crap, my back. This sucks. Like that's all the time. Yeah, he's a professional athlete, and he's also carrying the team that millions in this city are rooting for. But, Mike, I bet you it was more of a – I bet you it was, look, Judge's back doesn't feel great today. He thinks he can DH. Let him DH. Also, it's a day game. It's hot as hell out. Also, you got Monday through Thursday on the turf in Toronto.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
He's gonna.
Yeah.
Where the Yankees typically try to get him off of the turf, because of his knees, because of whatever. But they know that they're gonna need Giancarlo Stanton during that series. So yeah, let's get Judge the rest day on at DH now. So I think it's more than just, oh no, Judge is back. I bet you that's actually a smaller part of the equation than you'd think.
Yeah, I would say I probably wake up with my back annoying me every couple of weeks, but I feel like that's, you know, welcome to 40. You know, you turn, you know, once you pass 40, your back's going to hurt you every couple of weeks. So that seems part of the process.
I'm 2 years from that, Lori, so I'm not looking forward to it.
All right. In many ways, I think of this as the Jazz-Chisholm game. Like, Jazz just was the instigator, his imprints all over this game. Is this an example? We see Jazz-Chisholm on a day where his emotions get the better of him and he gets, you know, thrown out of a ball game and everybody's super frustrated. And then you turn around and you watch the emotion and it's channeled and he's the energizer for this team. So have to take sort of the bad Jazz with the good Jazz, or how do you look at it?
I think the bad Jazz is much less significant than the good Jazz, right? Because the bad Jazz is, all right, and this is not even bad Jazz, right? A lot of players do this. You know, arguing calls, maybe swinging out of his shoes a little bit. The good Jazz is what we've seen since he came off the IL. You know, he's squaring up everything. He's in every single play on the game. He's stealing bases. He's making highlight reel plays. There's a play that he made at the end of the game, toward the end of the game. That was just like, what? Like, that was a great play.
Yeah.
But it gets lost in his triple that should have been a double, his home run, and just some of the other things he did today. So really, he's fun to watch. I still think the Yankees should look for a second baseman. Look for a third baseman and move him back to second, because that's where you're going to want him to play next year anyway. But that being said, look, he's doing the thing at third base, and you're seeing a lot more good Jazz than you are seeing anything else.
You mentioned for next year playing second base, and I know it's a ways off, but I am a woman of the people. One of my listeners wanted to know, in terms of the future for Jazz, and the question from one of my listeners was if the Yankees would re-sign Jazz. They have him under contract next season. I know the Yankees are not big on, you know, they don't do the deals ahead of time. But so let's rephrase that. How important do you think Jazz is going to be in terms of the Yankees' plans, long-term plans over the next, you know, call it 4 or 5 years?
I mean, it could be really important. How old is Jazz now? 27?
I think he's 28.
Right? Yeah. So look, he's got one more year, and then we'll see. I think Yankees fans need to take a deep breath because, you know, what was it? 2 years ago, oh, sorry, 3 or 4 years ago, everyone saying, hey, let's lock up Glaber for life.
Oh, you're right. By the way, he's 27. I just looked it up. 27.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's a free agent when he's 29.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, fans were saying a couple of years ago, lock up Glaber for life. And over the previous two seasons, you wouldn't have said that. And then this year, Glaber's looking great over in, with the Tigers. You don't know what's going to come next. You have to see what Jazz gives you next year, because Jazz does have an injury history,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
like he recovers quick, plays hard, but you got to keep an eye on it. So, could it behoove the Yankees to sign into an extension now? Sure. Why not? But that's not in typically their playbook. And, I think the last time they did that with a position player was Aaron Hicks, and that didn't go great. So I'm not saying that things would work out the same for Jazz, but I just don't see them doing it. I don't see them doing it. And, they got George Lombard coming. Mm-hmm. Who knows where he fits into the infield mix over the next couple of years. And who knows? I mean, maybe for Jazz's sake, it's better for him to not sign an extension, because what if he pops off next year and he's looking at an even bigger extension? So I don't think it's as simple as, hey, Yankees, extend him now. Jazz has to be on board with it too.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy about the Yankees, the other big story that I thought was important today and over the weekend, Ben Rice at catcher, and that he caught two out of the three games this weekend, as opposed to Austin Wells, who is, the number one catcher and only caught one game this weekend, and that Ben Rice was entrusted with catching Marcus Stroman, which, today's game could have gone, any way. And then because Stroman wasn't going to give you a ton of length, there were a lot of relief pitchers, all of that. It's 90, degrees out and it's hot. And I just thought Ben Rice's ability to, so often we complain about catchers who are down on one knee and the inability to block the ball in the dirt and runners on base and all of that. And you can't, wild pitches, all these things. I was just so impressed with Ben Rice and his defense behind the plate. Anything surprise you about his ability to block balls in the dirt, what you're seeing from him defensively?
No, not necessarily, because it's still early. And he caught Will Warren his last time out. He caught him throughout the minors, and there's some familiarity there. Today he caught Marcus Stroman, who's not exactly bringing the heat when it comes to difficulty in terms of catching. Yeah, he's going to play with the ball in the dirt a little bit with his sinker, but it's not coming in at Aroldis Chapman speeds. So nothing really stood out to me. Aaron Boone today said that he has really rated out well in terms of pitch framing, feeling strikes. And that's no secret. The Yankees under Tanner Swanson in the last few years have been just elite at that. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I hate to jump back to something else that Aaron Boone said today, but he said, you kind of didn't notice him back there. Mm-hmm. Ben Rice, the first couple times he started behind the plate. And I'll tell you today, I didn't really think about him behind the plate. But being honest with you, Lori, I barely thought about him. I thought about how the Yankees just smothered Luis Severino all day. I thought about how Judge is hitting bombs again, and Bellinger's whipping balls all over the field, or how the A's just completely collapsed defensively today. So yeah, I really didn't pay that much attention to Ben Rice, and that's really to his credit.
Yeah, I just think he's your number three catcher, and he started two out of three games this weekend. I understand that J.C. Ascara was away, but and that he played as well as he did, to your point, so that his defense was a non-factor. So often we're seeing, and the A's being an example of it today, drop pop-up by the catcher, and although the A's were dropping pop-ups all over the field, but yeah, I was impressed with Ben Rice. Anything too, and now Ascara comes back, and obviously they'll have to juggle and figure out all three, but Ben Rice does have some pop in that bat, and did you think anything of him getting to a couple of starts this weekend and Wells only getting one start?
Not necessarily. Look, it worked out. Stroman is a guy that Rice can handle. I think tomorrow you want Wells behind the plate. I think in the biggest series on turf over the next four games, you want Wells behind the plate. So no, I actually don't make anything of it other than showing the Yankees showing increased confidence in Rice. I didn't take it as a knock on Wells, who, by the way, early this season was really on pace to catch more games than anybody in the majors. And he's coming off of, you know, a deep playoff run last year. He's coming off of spring training where the Yankees slow played him because they wanted to, you know, get him a little bit more rest so he can handle the load. So I do wonder if the Yankees are kind of working through, for lack of a better term, load management with Austin Wells and staying behind the plate and doing that every day. He's a big dude, right? Deceptively big dude. I'm 6'4". I stand next to him. He's probably 6'2". 6'1", 6'2". So it's a lot to catch like that. So I think it's more about managing Austin Wells than it is about, points off Austin Wells.
Talking to Brendan Cuddy about the Yankees, and Anthony Volpe got thrown out of the game first time in his career. What happened today?
He was just mouthing after that check swing call.
It just didn't look like he said very much, and then he got tossed.
Yeah. We can't talk to the umps about it. I don't know. I was surprised by it.
Were you able to talk to Volpe after the game? Did he say anything about it?
I straight up was not in the Yankees clubhouse post game. In the A's clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Severino complaining about confirming why he doesn't like pitching at home, and getting more into that with him, and then talking about him tipping his pitches. So that's where I was posting into that.
In terms of Severino, for those who didn't follow that Luis Severino, tell people he was complaining about his home ballpark, which for. It's a minor league stadium, so he's basically complaining about that. Did you get the sense that he wants to be traded at the trade deadline?
No, but I don't think that he doesn't not want to be, right? Like, I have no inside knowledge here, but wouldn't you want to take the richest deal possible from whatever team's going to give it to you and then get traded to a place that is going to play at a big league stadium over the next few years? It kind of sounds like galaxy brain planning.
He was basically playing chess, and instead of playing checkers, take the A's money because that's by far the biggest money that, and then turn around and see if you can get
traded.
And then
make them want to trade you.
Yeah, then complain about the A's ballpark and be a squeaky wheel so that they're motivated to trade you at the deadline.
Hey, man, I don't think it's the worst outcome for him.
No, I hadn't thought of that. That was the strategy, but now that you're saying it, it's actually pretty smart.
He's a smart guy. He really is. I really enjoyed covering Luis. He's refreshing. Some players are shy from difficult questions or honesty or criticism. He stands with it and rocks with it and tells you what he feels about it.
So at the beginning of this, we were talking a little bit about Aaron Judge and the King of Fresno. The opposing pitcher made some comments about wanting to strike out Aaron Judge, the guy, Ferguson, he's from Fresno, and gets into the game, and Judge, of course, ends up tattooing one of his pitches and hits a home run. After the game, Judge is asked, hey, did you know about his comments? He says, no, this is the first I'm hearing about it. But then he smiles. Is there any way that Aaron Judge would not have heard? We all had heard about these comments, that Aaron Judge would not have heard about this. You think he's leading us on, or had he heard about it?
He absolutely heard about it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, look. The guy doesn't miss anything. He's okay. Also incredibly well. He's also incredibly well media trained. Not just by the Yankees, but in himself. He knows what to do and what to say. It's like, of course he heard about it. Like,
yeah.
But also he doesn't want to bury a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
no, he's being nice.
Not even just being nice. It's like, yeah, kid, I get it. You want to strike me out? I'd rather hit a home run off of you. And like, I bet you, Judge would buy that kid a beer after a game someday. You know, like I think it's one of those kind of deals. Not one of those. Oh yeah, look what I got. Like, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, he said he knew him. So obviously, it is somebody that he knew and knew of from at home or whatever. He claimed he hadn't heard about it, which seemed hard to believe, especially after he couldn't help himself. He said, it's the first I'm hearing of it. But then he had like a smile on his face. I'm like, yeah, I don't believe that. But all right. So looking ahead, they're heading to Toronto. In terms of this series, what are you expecting? Are the Yankees bats, you know, broken out, or what are you expecting in Toronto?
I have no idea. this offense looks like it's like a heart rate monitor. It's like a boop, 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 and then it dips. You know, like I just you don't know sometimes. Over the last couple of weeks, it's been maddeningly inconsistent. Over the first part of the year, it was really good, and they better, you know, be good this week, because otherwise you're going to let the Blue Jays right back in the door.
Yep.
Right? You look like you were on your way to burying them, and you have a chance to like really separate yourself again, but no, you can't let it happen. You can't let them back in the picture. And
Jays are only three games back.
Yeah, look, you got it. There's a world in which the Jays are in first place and the Yankees are in second place at the end of the series. Like, that's the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, the Yankees don't want that to happen. And I think they will ratchet up the intensity once they get across the border. This is their first series against the Blue Jays this year, right?
Which is weird this late. Yeah, weird this late in the year.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So, you know, if you need something to a little pick me up during the dog days of summer, it's your first time seeing a division rival this late in the year.
Yeah.
So I would think that they'll kick it up a notch.
All right, Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic does a great job covering the Yankees. You should be following him in The Athletic and on social media. BK, as always, appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me, Lori.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.